This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Football. Pumpkin spice. The holidays. Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 45% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45% site-wide. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With unlimited access to 10,000 plus workouts from world-class studios and trainers, Lululemon Studio is everything you need to be your best. Take a class in cardio, strength, yoga, dance, boxing, stretch, or any of our 60 plus class types. Or visit any of our U.S. participating partner studio locations, including Pure Barre, Rumble, and Y7 Studio, and save 20% on any in-person class. The mirror is the center of your Lululemon Studio membership. See your reflection alongside your trainer in a full HD display. And track your metrics, all in an elegant design that fits any space in your home. For a limited time, you can bring Lululemon Studio into your home for just $745. Visit lululemonstudio.com and use code CADENCE to take advantage of our best deal of the year. Full price last offer 10/4/22. Lululemon Studio content features and member benefits subject to change.
New crew, NYC, in Brooklyn, still here.
What up, what up, what up? It's your girl, Jocene Anderson, host of The Crew, and we are here for episode 17, a special Thanksgiving edition. And oh, by the way, VIP in our crew crib, somebody you're very familiar with on the other side, Brian Urlacher, back in the building, y'all. We are going to talk about everything under the sun when it comes to his Cowboys coming off just a very dominating win. And also, we got Brian Costello, Jets writer from the New York Post, to set us up on all of the Jets talk, rather, with what's going on with Zach Wilson. Should he be benched and all that other stuff? And then we're going to talk to KJ Wright, his boy, Russell Wilson. What is going on with Denver? Darren McKee, also radio host in Denver, going to jump in as well. Let us know, should Nathaniel Hackett be one and done? So we got so much to go, and also a very special guest at the end as well. Before we get started, I always let you know you can find out our podcast on the Odyssey app. You can download it there and go to the URL, www.thecrewnyc.com. That's where you can watch us on YouTube. But without further delay, let's get on to the crew call. Mm-hmm. Well, look who it is. Brian Urlacher back in
the Urlacher Hall of Fame. Hey, hold on. Damn, is that so that's the Hall of Fame room in the mansion. Oh, is that the Hall of Fame?
In the mansion. This is the one little area I get in my house where I get to put some of my memorabilia. So I got the fake bust right there and the three footballs I got when I played. That
I know that's the only part. You probably have like there's probably 1,500 square feet of just accolades in that room right there.
Nah, they're in the storage room. I got rid of them all. I'm old news, man. My kids don't. No one cares about me anymore around here. So I get to get my little air space right here. That's the way I like it. That's the way I like it, though. It's good.
All right. Hey, listen, Brian. I'm very surprised because with the way that Morris's Eagles have been playing, you know that his head right now can be contained in this box because you know that they've been playing extremely well. So we want to definitely get into that. But before we get into who's the beast of the East right now between your team, the Cowboys, between Morris's team, the Eagles, let's talk about Monday Night Football and what happened last night in Mexico. So we're going to go straight to crew headlines. All right, y'all. 49ers win this one 38-10. The Cards are now 4-7, but Jimmy Garoppolo has a standout performance with 4 touchdowns and 0 interceptions after he almost wasn't even the starter for the team. It took an injury to the rookie for Jimmy to even be here. Morris, what do you think about how the 49ers stomped on the Cardinals last night?
Listen, I'm afraid of the 40. There are two teams in the NFC as an Eagles fan I'm absolutely petrified of. One is the Cowboys, and we'll get into that later, but the other one is the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's only been to a Super Bowl. He was just only in the NFC Championship game last year. And, oh, by the way, they did add Christian McCaffrey. They have players coming back on defense. The 49ers are a very, very scary team right now. And I've always been a fan of Garoppolo. I don't really see why a lot of people don't like him. Maybe because he doesn't scramble. Maybe because he's a good-looking dude. I don't know. But I'm a fan of him.
I'm a big Jimmy G guy as well. You're right, Morris. I'd be scared of them too if I was had the number one seed right now. They looked good last night. So Shanahan spreads the ball over the place, you know, with McCaffrey jumping in there now. Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell's
back. And he's back healthy again. He's a beast. You know, Jimmy G, I like you said, he's been to a Super Bowl. He's been to the AFC Championship game. But I don't understand why people don't give him the clout he deserves. I mean, the dude when people talk about his numbers being bad, his winning and loss numbers aren't bad. You know, he's quite a few games above 500. But, I would be real nervous in the NFC if I was a team playing them.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is, too, is because people wanted them to move on with Trey Lance. It's like, I feel like they were getting spoiled in San Francisco, even though he's been to a couple NFC championships. As I was talking to Jed York at the owners meetings, and I was telling him, don't get rid of Jimmy G, because $25, $27 million is not a lot to have to pay for a starter. And I felt like he was incredible insurance, and Trey Lance still hadn't proved anything. So to me, this has worked out great for them. Mexico, where they were playing the game last night, were treating the 49ers like royalty. I saw in the newspapers this morning, they said that they were really feeding off of the crowd. And oh, by the way, Brian Urlacher, the 49ers defense, had their third straight game of pitching a second half shutout. What do you think of that defense right now with D'Amico Ryan leading them?
D'Amico, man, I remember playing against D'Amico back in the day. I saw him. I didn't know he was a D coordinator until this year. I saw him on TV. I said, man, I know that guy. I mean, he's doing a great job. They better take advantage of it while I can, because he's not going to be there much longer. He's going to be a head coach soon. They got some players on defense, too. You know, you look at Bosa, obviously. Fred Warner is a good player. Yeah. Their secondary is awesome. The kid that came over from Kansas City, is it Ward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tarvarius Ward.
Tarvarius, yep.
That dude's unbelievable. He's a great tackler, good coverage guy. They just got guys on every level that get to the football.
So really quickly, though, what do you think about Cliff Kingsbury? Is this a fair year to assess him when D. Hopkins missed the first 6 games? And obviously, he was not with his best player, but then people were tweeting at me, but he's back now. They're not winning with him now. So Brian, if you're the GM or if you're making a decision on Cliff Kingsbury, has he shown you enough? I mean, they were 5-10-1 in his first year, 8-8 the second year, 11-6 last year, and they went to the wild card but lost. And right now, though, they're 4-7.
It's so hard, but when you have injuries, like you said, you know, Kyler Murray hasn't played the last couple games. And we live in Arizona, so we get all the Arizona Cardinals news. It's just tough because gosh, they have so many good players on that team. When you look at their roster, especially on defense, they got some dudes that can play. But they just haven't – they don't show up. You know, they were down – I think their first three or four games, they were down by 10 points in every game. They came back and won one of them. But, yeah, I think Cliff might be on the hot seat pretty soon. You know, Kyler's not helping the situation with the – you see the rift kind of go on the sideline between those. We see it all the time here in Arizona. They always show those two on the sideline getting after it. So, I don't know. It's tough, man. You know, you always want to blame the coaches, but the players have to make plays as well.
Morris?
Yeah, I have to agree. We agree mm-hmm. with B. Urlacher. I think that Cliff is on a hot seat, and unfortunately, rightfully so. You know, he's had control of the team for the last 3 years, and when you are kind of beefing with your quarterback publicly on the sidelines like that, that's not really a good look, and it goes to question.
I was laughing a little bit.
But, well, you know, it goes to question the chemistry. And they've started out – this year they started off slow, but the past couple of years they started off hot and then kind of fizzled towards the end. So you have to wonder, maybe he's still figuring it out to, you know, being a head coach. But they've kind of faded. They faded last year towards the end. I think they started 8-0 or something like that, and they faded. So it's one of those things to where, you know, when you're not winning games, you have to question the coach and the quarterback.
So Morris here, though, let me ask you this, because you said he's had 3 years, but in those 3 years, though, in those 3 years, he went from 5 wins to 8 wins to 11 wins.
I think that's great. I do. I think it's great.
How can you say he was in the 3 years before they progressively got better, though?
Well, listen, I mean, I'm a fan of giving people time, but when we look at what some of the coaches have done, I mean, I know they had, you know, the situation. Look at the coach in Minnesota. I mean, look what the coach did in Cincinnati. Look what the coach did in with the Rams. I mean, these coaches have kind of turned these programs around. Cliff Kingsbury, he has the guy. He has his guy at quarterback.
Yes.
And I would expect a little bit more consistency. But listen, I'm a fan. I watch from the sidelines. I know it's a very, very challenging job. You know, I'm the main one to tell everybody, you know, this isn't Madden football to where, you know, you plug on, you play a season, and you're, oh, well, I'm you know, I'm 8-0 in my season, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I know it's challenging, but, you know, they're not handing out, you know, million-dollar bags to just anybody. You know, it's a tough game. You know, he's a coach. He calls the plays, but they're handing million-dollar bags to the other teams who play defense, other defensive coordinators. It's a tough, tough racket.
Well, listen, other than when they played your Eagles and at the end of the game, he didn't realize that they didn't pick
up overtime.
They didn't pick up the first down. You know, that was the biggest kind of coaching faux pas that stood out to me. But just like you mentioned with Jimmy G, I don't know if he gets a little hate because of his looks and things like that. The man has improved by 3-4 wins each time other than this year, and it's not over. But we move on to who is the beast of the East, because we still got Brian Costello standing by to talk about those New York Jets. But before we get to that, really quickly, because I got the both of you on here,
yes.
Morris, your Eagles, Brian, your Cowboys. Yeah. What team is the beast of the East right now when Brian's team is coming off such a dominating performance against the Vikings? Brian, defend your team.
Well, the Eagles are the beast of the East right now. I mean, you look at they're 9-1. They just have, I don't care what anyone says about, you know, the 17-16 win at Indy. Winning on the road is hard in the NFL. You know, they came back and found a way to win that game. Didn't have their best. They found a way to win. I'm not going to talk about the hiccup versus the Redskins the week before because, you know, you know, sometimes those bumps in the road happen during the season.
Oh, okay.
But the Cowboys, man, you know, I can talk about last week, but I got kicked out again.
No, yeah, you're in.
Oh, I'm in. Okay, you guys just went blind. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, I thought I got booted off again. You look at the Cowboys, what they did last week, but then I look at what they did the week before versus Green Bay. That was disappointing because they had a 28-14 lead in the second half. And those last two drives for the Packers, they just marched right down the field through that great defense that we have at Dallas. I'm still very happy about the way the Cowboys are playing, but you know, you look at situations like that, and you know, how vulnerable are they in the secondary? So it's going to be good. They're headed for a collision course there at the end of the season when they play each other again.
Well, Rex Ryan was on First Take, and he said that your team has had the single most dominating performance of the year so far. But Morris, go ahead, talk about your team. 9-1, though you barely beat the Colts 17-16. And because Jordan Davis went down, you had to go shopping for Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. we're leading the NFC East right now. But I can't say that we're the best team. You know, we may have the best record, but the Cowboys, they're a very scary team. I think I called it. If we go back on the tape, I felt that the defense was going to relax a little bit. I think the defense stepped up when Dak went out. The defense said, hey, we need to put him on our shoulders. They stepped up a little bit. And I called. I was like, I feel they're going to regress just a little bit and relax a little bit when Dak comes back. And that's what happens. At the end of the day, are they as good as what they – are the Vikings as bad as what they played last week? No. Are the Cowboys as good as what they played last week? I don't know. Probably not. But I can tell you this. I think in a playoff situation, Dallas is an extremely scary team. Extremely scary. Them in San Francisco. And honestly, I don't think we beat if we happen to get lucky and beat Dallas then the next game in Dallas, we're not going to beat them in the playoffs. We're not going to beat this team 3 times. The Eagles are just not that good. They're just not. I don't care what the record is. They're not good enough to beat that Cowboy team 3 games in a row. I think in one game situation, I think that Cowboy team can beat any team in the league, period. Yeah. Period. Mm-hmm.
But Urlacher, your team might get scarier. OBJ potentially waiting in the wings alongside CeeDee Lamb. Brian, do you want OBJ? And what is your team going to look like if you do get him?
Do I want? Of course, I want OBJ. You know, before he got hurt last year in the Super Bowl, he was tearing up the Bengals. I think you put him on any team if he's healthy and what he was before he got hurt, man, he's going to be trouble. So, of course, I'd like to have him back there. You look what Tony Pollard did last week in the rushing the ball, catching the ball. Zeke's still there. You know, that running game with that two-headed monster they got in the backfield, plus you throw in OBJ at receiver, like you said, CD, got some good tight ends. They could be a force. You know, Dak finally got some weapons around him this year. You know, they've had him in the past, but some more weapons this year to do some damage down the field.
I'll say this. If they sign OBJ, they're the clear-cut favorite, clear-cut to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC over the Eagles, over the 49ers.
I think feel like you're setting us up for like, oh, man, they had the best team and they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. You're doing that to me, Morris, right now.
No, not at all. I mean, in the past, you know, that may have been the case, B, but your defense right now with the way Micah Parsons is playing right now, and we talk about every level. You guys have every level.
Can we talk how good Micah is?
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead real quick. We still got Brian Costello waiting to come in, but go ahead. Talk about Micah.
Defensive player of the year. The dude's unbelievable. And I watch him play, and I make my son watch him because he runs to the ball every single play. He does not take a play out. You watch some of these games where these superstar defensive players, like the ball's thrown and they jog. My man, when the ball's thrown, Micah turns and sprints to the ball every play. You got to appreciate that as a fan, as a player. It's unreal how much he loves to play the game.
He's a straight-up game changer, and I'm just going to say this. As soon as if they announce that they sign OBJ, I want you guys to get some bail money ready for me because I'm going to meet him at the airport and do a Nancy Kerrigan. A hockey stick or something.
I'm not
letting OBJ get to Dallas.
You mean Tonya Harding? You up here talking to Nancy Kerrigan?
Same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Well, look, really quickly, I just added to that news reporting that the Cowboys, at least as of now, are expecting OBJ to visit early December. I'll just leave it at that because that's where I'm supposed to leave it. But also, and right now they're also expecting a visit to happen before that. Presumably that would be the Giants, but we'll see. But one of the things potentially impacting that, you know, that Wendell Robinson just went down with the ACL. So now the Giants have a bigger need for wide receiver. We'll see if they step up their efforts, but they do have still the issue with that slip film turf that's been an issue for a lot of the players there getting injuries. But without further ado, we are going to go into the crew crib and welcome in Brian Costello to talk about those Jets. Remember, you can always download and subscribe to the crew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.